welcome back to the Nutri Medical Report show. And, of course, we have usually after the show, if we have major videos, you'll get a notice. If you sign up for a live stream, you'll get a notification when we're doing a live show. You can actually go to Nutri Medical One and put a request in. If you put a request in, you can actually type your question into, and I can literally respond to it right on the video live. And if it looks like your question is really good, I can even contact you to say we'll bring on audio while we're doing our videos anywhere in the world, and you can just sign on. And it's free. You don't have to pay anything for it. We also post them across to Vimeo and YouTube and all the other video channels on the planet, podcasts. So we have some special services, including not only Blueberry for podcasting all of our audios, but also a what's called the podcast to a video transfer right through our Deagle network. So we have all kinds of services now we're providing that allow you to get the access to the material. And most of it, except for some of the pay-per-views, which cover our wellness conditions and some special journalistic reports, are all completely covered. So they're all basically available for you. I want to touch on some of the latest consultations that I've been doing, and I get a lot of interesting consults. So, I spoke to Mark, one of our gentlemen that works with me on anti-aging peptides and biomolecules in Europe just earlier before the show today. And I want to go over some of the things because sometimes I will get people saying, well, I want you, Dr. Deagle, to validate whether this specialist that does XYZ treatment in such and such a place is good, and they've run research themselves and they want to go off and do it. That's not my service. My service is to provide you with the best protocols, which include multi-level care, including recommending allopathic surgical or pharmacological care that might be appropriate, which is there is appropriate surgery, and there are a few appropriate medications in rare or temporary circumstances are very well to do. There are specific biological nutraceuticals you want to make sure are bioavailable, bioconverted, so they're refined at the final stage so they can jump over any gene defects to convert them, or metabolic blockades caused by toxins in your body. And when we use things like Mountain Red Velvet, we're literally returning your cells and tissues to a fetal state. When we use MycoD2, which is mushroom-based, you're getting ergothionine, which is the first receptor turned on when stem cells start to regenerate tissue. So what I'm trying to say is, you know, don't try to email me saying, well, you go and approve or check out this guy for me because I want to do this. That's not my service. My service is to tell you what my protocols are as to what I think is going to work best. In most cases, 95%, all you need is level 1, 2, or 3 of our nutraceuticals, and you're going to get better. You don't need to do a lot of other things. And if we do recommend, and I've just recently stopped just working exclusively with some to see hyperbarics, I want to provide services where you can get hyperbarics, you can rent, you can buy from multiple companies. And I'd like to eventually have someone custom design the kind that I want, which are quite different. I also want you to understand that we now have provided special biological, I call nutrapharmaceuticals and peptides, that you can only get through a physician, and special physicians that are anti-aging and certified and know how to use them, that can actually stimulate tissue regeneration that doesn't require a stem cell transplant. And I know which clinics that do stem cell transplants actually work. So you have to understand, please don't second-guess me or waste my time trying to say, Dr. Deagle, I want you to check this one out and this doctor or specialist. Now, if you do get one of our doctors that are into anti-aging and so on, remember, these are junior doctors. I still want you to understand that I'm the senior consultant here, so even if you have a local doctor, and sometimes the people will say, well, I want you to give me a local doctor that does what you do. That doesn't exist. You're going to find somebody who does a little tiny portion of what I do. They've taken a few weekend courses or maybe taken a certification. They know a tiny fraction of what I know. Now, I can help them, and I can take individual cases, whether they're in Santiago, Chile, or Johannesburg, South Africa, and by case, I can make combination of recommendations of not only nutraceuticals but other technologies, some available in the country and some not. So please don't waste my time asking me to vet people that I'm not specifically telling you are in my protocol. It's a waste of my time, and it's a waste of your time and money, and possibly puts you in danger by trying this thing or that thing that doesn't work. I had a gentleman recently. We had a very bad shoulder pain syndrome, and he decided he was just going to go off and do, this would be long before he actually started with us, and he decided he was just going to go off and do an umbilical cord stem cell transplant and a same-day transplant from his own bone marrow. It didn't work. If anything, it made it worse. If you don't detox people, if you don't correct diabetic resistance, if you don't stop heavy metals, if you don't provide the biological molecules to act as microantennas and growth factors and so on, why do you expect stem cells to take, especially if they're not mature stem cells in a high enough concentration? And in many cases, all you need are the biopeptides and the nutraceuticals, and your body will heal gradually on its own. So you save a whole lot of money, save a whole lot of grief, a whole lot of pain, and a whole lot of traveling expense if you just listen to me. So I know what works and what doesn't. I don't want to waste your money and time, and I don't want you to put yourself through something where you get your hopes up and try to manage it on your own. You're experimenting with your body, and you don't have the background or experience. And neither, the most unfortunately of the doctors are involved with anti-aging medicine. They're just starting to learn. Many of them are doing it because they want to make a business model to turn their practice into a, quote, a life extension anti-aging practice. And it's going to be a long learning curve because many of them don't have the intellectual bent to continue innovating and creating new technologies. They have to rely on people like me or other innovators in the academy to do so. And they then want to reproduce that in their business model of their practice. Now, you have to understand, these people are good, but they need to realize they're the junior consultant and they need someone like me in the background to say, oh, you need surgery now. Let's say, for example, it's got something with their knee. You need to clean out the garbage behind your kneecap and realign the ligaments and put in a Hyaline molecular weight polymer to prevent eburnation, where cartilage and cartilage grinds and causes fibrillation of the cartilage that calcifies like micro razor blades. And you don't need a total knee replacement if the MRI arthrogram is totally normal and the biomechanics have been corrected with a dynamic brace and special surgery to reattach the ligaments and clean up the crap out of the back of the knee and deburr the fibrillated cartilage hanging off the patella. You're going to be fine. So the problem is, I will ask the right questions, medically, legally, and otherwise, to tell you what's going to be appropriate or not. So please, I beg you, don't second-guess me. And if you do, have a good reason in logic and evidence as to why. But a lot of people will research all over the place and waste a whole lot of time thinking that, well, we know better than Dr. Deagle. Fat chance on that. And I don't care if you're a physician or whatever. I get tons of physicians that contact me every week all over the world. Do not want to be victims of their own colleagues because they've been in practice 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And they don't want to be a victim of their own colleagues, whether it's toxic polypharmacy, unnecessary surgery, or treatments that won't be effective. And they want to play around with it now that they're finally out of practice. And, of course, they figure they're out of the danger zone of introducing new and effective treatments. So they're just literally babes in the woods trying to learn alternative care now for themselves now that their own house is wrecked. So please don't second guess me. And if you do, do it with based on real evidence. But, you know, it's amazing how many people will say, oh, what do you think of this, Dr. Deagle? Thinking, oh, okay. For example, but I mentioned this about multiple sclerosis, because I get a lot of MS clients and patients. And I say, well, there are treatments that work, but they're deadly, you know. If you go to University of Western Ontario, the doctors up there will wipe out your immune system, take your bone marrow, and then resurrect your immune system. But by the way, if it doesn't take, you're going to die of a superinfection. And if it works, it works like a charm. It turns off your MS, especially if you've got a more aggressive form, because there's five subclasses of MS. If you have an autoimmune disease, let's say like rheumatoid arthritis, scleroderma, lupus, etc., I can turn it off without putting you through danger by giving you things like cleaning up the stealth pathogens in your tissue, turning off the inflammatory cytokines, and turning off the hexose monophosphate shunt, stopping the production of antigens on your cell surface, using various treatments that are going to resurrect and heal your DNA, without putting you through horrific danger of wiping out your immune system and you dying of a superinfection or a bone marrow collapse, which causes you to bleed out. Now, please listen to me, for God's sake. And many of the things that I do, no one else in any clinic on earth does. And I can do it in the safety of your own home without putting you through the danger of taking things that are going to be toxic to your liver, your brain, or cause polyneuropathy. Like, unfortunately, and I get horrific cases every day, not every week, every day, horrific cases. Like one gentleman recently just went through 3 of 6 months, and he was a doctor of type. And he decided not to do the other 3 months of the chemo because he got such bad neuropathy, and it's not getting better now after a year and a half. He's suffering like crazy. Well, I put together a protocol, and for his sake, you better listen to me. And if he's not making progress, we'll bump it up to level 2, 3, et cetera, and we use other technologies to try to heal his polyneuropathy. You've got to understand, if I don't have data, I'm going to need data. I mean, need lab tests, blood tests, genetic analysis, imaging studies, etc. And I can look at all of it. All of it. Genetic analysis with 23andMe and Prometheus, organic acid analysis, metabolites, heavy metals, biotoxins. I can even send you out a methopathy machine, and we can set it up on time payments. And I can literally log on to TeamViewer 11 and look at your body right down to individual organs and tissues, diagnose you remotely anywhere on the earth, log on live onto Metapathia through TeamViewer 11, and even do a metatherapy on you to actually rearrange your biophotons to regulate organ, tissue, and DNA structure and function. I can do it now. Not 10 years or 100 years from now, today. And I can also tell you the efficacy of different nutraceuticals we can test on the spot while you're there, even remotely anywhere on the planet. You put them in a cup, do the test to see if harmonic resonance matches to reverse the tissue or organ dysfunction. And I'll tell you how accurate it is. It'll tell you, for example, you've got an astroglioma of the right temporal lobe or a blocked left anterior descending artery or mycoplasma hominis in your system. It can trigger off HLA-B27-induced rheumatoid arthritis or specific gene complex, oncogene, X1Z, whatever gene. That's how accurate this is. It'll tell me if your adrenals are shot, your thyroid's shot. It'll tell me if you're hypometabolic. It'll show me if you have metabolic abnormalities and genetic abnormalities and hormone abnormalities of manic depressive illness or post-traumatic stress disorder. It tells you everything. That's how amazing this is. And if people say, well, I'm skeptical, I said, fine. Skeptical is good. I can actually recommend, if you're in a different part of the world, the right type of imaging studies to prove what I'm saying. MRI scans, CT scans, x-rays, bone scans, you name it, I can actually recommend specific tests. They're conventional tests that are validated. Ultrasounds, whatever. Okay, so I like to be skeptical. I think it's important to be skeptical. People say, well, how can you prove that, Dr. Deagle? You know, what is there? Well, I can prove it. And believe it or not, I can. And I'm being skeptical, I want to approach it from every aspect. Medical wellness, functional history, quantum biology, organic acids, genetics, everything that you can use to converge to get a diagnosis and a treatment plan, and to see test the efficacy. We can even test the efficacy of drugs versus your health condition. And there are allopathic drugs that in different situations are very useful. Diuretics, ACE receptor blockers are a good example. Some simple of, for example, intraocular pressure lowers that increase the production of the hyaluronic polymer to help flush your eyes out. I do not like miotics, like beta blockers, that can cross the blood-brain barrier and affect your brain and do bad stuff to you. I do not like central alpha-1 blockers like clonidine. I do not like antiarrhythmics like amiodarone that have black box warnings on them. And most of the diabetic drugs raise your blood insulin and actually raise your cortisol and your glucagon levels and actually amplify the problem. And I do not like things that actually try to pretend they fix psychiatric or mental problems by blocking the serotonin reuptake inhibitors. So, you know, there's a lot. Most of the drugs, 80% are on my blacklist, that say don't ever take HMG chorea reductase inhibitors. Don't take clonidine. Don't take calcium channel blockers that actually will lower your IQ and shrink your brain over the next 5 years. So you can actually do a CT scan and see your brain shrink against the calvarium of your skull. Not a good idea. But there are things that are very useful. In fact, some of them, if you were working in the ICU, you better damn well have them, or you're going to die. Like you may need an enzyme thing to kind of flush your arteries so you get reperfusion right away. If you need the clot buster, if you had a stroke, you better darn well get it. You better well get an intravenous magnesium that's going to be tolerable. The problem is most people aren't aware that the magnesium in the protocol, I'm one of the doctors responsible for putting there for ACLS back in the late 70s. And it wasn't for asking questions and finally getting frustrated with having people die on us. We wouldn't have these things. But believe me, I got flack. Lots of flack from my so-called knucklehead medical profession. The medical doctors want to protect their turf. Their turf war, unfortunately, protecting their turf often means the body count. People die. So challenge me. Call 800-313-9443. Doesn't matter if it's a health issue, spiritual, geopolitical, Tier 1 science, ancient archaeology and science. We're going to hopefully be able to get Jonathan Gray on in 3/4 hour for his show, although we'll try to get him on early. It's 5 hours earlier and a day later in New Zealand. So it's actually Thursday in New Zealand, and it's 5 hours earlier. So right now it's 11:15. It'll be like 6:15, I think. It's early. So he's probably not out of bed yet, or he's having his morning tea to wake up and rub his eyes in the beautiful New Zealand sunlight and the fresh air, which is probably pollution-free and probably free of Fukushima Daiichi radiotoxins. So, let's continue. I'm just going to talk about some of the different updates that I've done recently. I had one person who wanted to do ionic foot detox, and they've tried other technologies. We've got a really cool machine called Hydrogen Anion Whole Body Detox Slimming Device. You want to do the ionic foot detox, we have the best machine you can get. And I recommend this to a lady who was very impressed when she went somewhere. She couldn't believe all the stuff that came out of her body when she went to an ionic foot detox facility. And said, we got that. You want an air filtration system? We have that. Triple filters you can wash off that generate plasma and allow you to pull all the chemicals and biotoxins out of the air and allergens. All right, what do we got here now? Okay. Sometimes the case will get so complex. I had an interesting request from a lady by the name of Denise. And what was remarkable, she blotted out everything, including her phone number, except her name and the fact that she had her email. And she wanted to know that she had velopharyngeal incompetence, VPI. I'm thinking, no medical records, no x-rays, no pharyngoscopy, no ultrasounds. I need medical records. I need labs. I need imaging studies. You can't ask for an opinion when there's nothing, no material to go on. So when you get a complex or a blunt question like that about something with either genetic or acquired abnormality with no findings, you need to purchase, and I recommend usually to start with 2 units of a phone consultation, which means you need to fill out the 11-page intake form. You need attached medical records. Do not send medical records. Attach them, scan them. You can go to a thumb drive if you don't have a scanner to a Kinko's or someplace. And then you can actually scan images and so on, send them, and I keep them on my file and I have them in a safe backup. So if you ask me a question 6 months or a year from now, I can look at it and say, oh, here's what you were back then, whether it's a QRMA test, and I can compare them, or imaging studies if you had comparative imaging studies like ultrasounds and so on. So, you know, I will provide starter protocols of nutraceuticals, but, you know, we call obtuse medical questions, asking for extensive analyses, whether it's a genetic disorder, whatever, without records is a waste of time. So you got to send the records, and you got to purchase a consultation, because I provide the free nutraceuticals, but when you ask a complex medical question, it requires a consult. A lot of people are asking about adrenal support, chronic fatigue syndrome. Firstly, your adrenals, the best way to test it is to actually look at the QRMA, quantitative resonant magnetic analysis. Simplest, quickest, because you can check it from week to week at no additional cost. And it's simple enough, you can actually look at it, and if you can't interpret it, you can just email and I'll tell you what it means. Because, of course, if you purchase a machine, the interpretations, if you get a machine from me, I will interpret it. Now, there's a lot of knockoff machines that are not the valid one, and I will not review those devices. If you haven't purchased it from me, you get no support from me. And the adrenal support gland is the one to start with. 1 to 2 capsules in the morning. DHEA and pregnenolone, 1 to 2 pumps in the upper abdomen and lower chest. If your core body temperature is low, you're probably your thyroid is blocked, or you've got type 2 hypothyroidism, which is basically due to insulin resistance. And you need to measure free T4, free T3, and free reverse T3. If your doctor doesn't measure it, get another doctor. They don't know what they're doing. Because RT3 is the most important hormone besides T3, and if it's high, no matter what your T3 level is, your hypometabolic and your core body temperature will be low. So, back in a moment, your questions, 800-313-9443. And any topic, any issue is wide open.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com, mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
And welcome back, and we have a caller, Jay in Florida, wants to know about damage caused by prostate and hair drugs. Be a little more specific. Which drugs are you referring to, prostate cancer drugs or hair dyes, or which drugs are you referring to?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, okay, great. Yes, both Propecia, hair product.
What hair product are you referring to?
And also Avodart for the prostate, and how they basically destroy a man's libido, and so on and so forth. And maybe if you think that that was purposeful as a population control.
Okay, first off, Propecia, how do you think Propecia works?
Well, I don't know the mechanism like you would know, but of course it's supposed to reduce DHT, but
it reduces dihydric testosterone, right? It's a blocker.
Yeah.
And it works not just in the in the hair follicles. If you use our Recidivil, which is our hair tonic to stop balding, it just works on your hair follicles. It doesn't work throughout your body. And what other hair drugs are you referring to? Another drug you talked about?
Well, for the prostate, was Avodart. It was stronger. Black both types, type 1 and type 2.
Type 1 and type 2 what? What are the types?
Well, it's been so long ago since I was on it. Alpha Reductis, I think.
Avodart,
A-V-O-D-A-R. Yeah, Avodart, A-D.
Yeah, Avodart, yeah. Avodart.
Yeah, Avodart, yes. It was a stronger type, more for the prostate. But some men actually took it for the hair. I was
some people taking it for hair loss,
you're saying. And I was stupid, and I went on it for about 3 months and then totally got off it.
Yeah, yeah. It's dutasteride to treat hair loss. And, of course, the idea is it's going to block dihydrotestosterone. Now, you have three hormones. What do you think they are? Testosterone,
androstenedione, DHT,
and dihydrotestosterone.
Yes.
Now, you can measure those in your saliva because it's unbound, because your saliva is not bound to sex hormone-binding globulin. When you get older, your sex hormone-binding globulin levels rise, and you can release it from your sex hormone-binding globulins by simply taking four men's max in the morning, and then taking hormone synergy, which has eight parental norepinephrine that will block your body's conversion of not only male hormone to female, but also female hormone to male in women. And so those are the first two I recommend, is men's max and hormone synergy. If your levels are still low in saliva or on the QRMA test, we recommend adding DHEA and pregnenolone, two pumps in the upper abdomen and lower chest. Now,
yes,
the problem
yes,
is, if you're trying to treat prostate, you're taking these other drugs to treat your prostate with what was the objective of using the Avodart for the prostate?
Well, they said I had a large prostate, so I thought that would reduce
who
the enlargement.
Who told you that blocking dihydrotestosterone, which works in the hair, who told you that it's going to reduce benign prostatic enlargement, and what was their theory behind it?
Oh, I don't know. Just a doctor, and it was years ago, and I didn't do my own research.
Right, and so you're uninformed or disinformed
right,
by a doctor
time,
who wanted to market this drug, and he worked as a drug salesman.
Exactly.
Right, so now you're wiser.
But my real question is, why doesn't the body, isn't it able to reverse itself? Like, there's a whole website.
Reverse itself in what?
Reverse the damage and get the hormones back in balance on its own. It would seem that after a period of years, that the body would heal itself and return back to normal.
I ask you a question. I mean, as I say, I like to ask people questions. Why would you expect the body's going to heal itself if you don't provide the bionutrients to detox the xenoestrogens? For example, like hormone synergy, like things like xenoestrogen detox and nutrient defense, which are going to pull the biotoxins. Why would you assume they're going to come out? Are they going to come out of your fatty tissues, your white blood cells?
Well, if I cut my finger, it heals itself, so I would think that the body would have some mechanism.
Body has no capacity to take it out without the right nutraceuticals. None. And if you don't have the specific methylation pathway, sulfation, glucuronidation, and the nutraceuticals at high concentration to detox, and things to stimulate detox, like, say, infrared sauna, pulse to epigenetic fields, etc., it will not detox over decades. In fact, I'll give you an example. I have people that were in World Trade Center Tower 15 years ago, and they said they've gone through this and that detox program, and I put them on my program, and they literally, their sweat comes out, and all the garbage and crap, whether they're firefighters or whatever, starts coming out of their skin. People say, oh, my God, you used to be a smoker. You used to be this or that. So without detox, there's no way it's going to come out. And if you're trying to resurrect prostate function, we have a new upgraded prostate flow formula. We have Vision Max, which works for the prostate. We have Nutra Defense, which the anhydrous catechin stops all prostate cancer. No research in Japan over 20 years with polyphenol.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some joint aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And we're going to cut off Adele and answer Kathy's question in Virginia. You wanted to know something about the aftermath of the White Throne Judgment. Raise your issue and question, Kathy, because so everybody can hear.
Okay, the White Throne Judgment and of Christ and the Lake of Fire. What I was asking is, all colonies of fallen angels and all opposed to God, will they be sent to the Lake of Fire for all eternity, and only those who are faithful to Christ will be allowed to go into eternity with him?
Well, that's because we try to think of things in a time perspective. And if I just kind of talk about the three realms of the nature of all reality. Where God exists is called the eternal now. To God, there's no past, present, future. God is always right, always righteous. He's the creator. He's the destroyer. He knows everything from the beginning to the end, because there's no such thing as time to God. Everything is now. The second realm is the realm of the spirit, the created beings, their higher spiritual reality. And this is where Satan was cast out of the third heaven, which is eternity, into the second heaven. Now, during the tribulation, he's cast from the second heaven to the first heaven, which is the eternal or everlasting. The everlasting is the lake of fire. We're in the lake of fire right now. All creation, ultimately, God will raise up his children who will become his sons and daughters. And he wants to have the New Jerusalem, which is God's Spirit, come down through his people to create the bride we call the Queen of Heaven, which is us, when we literally come together in the tribulation and become literally fit to be the bride of God. Now, that means we're in a physical realm where things are constantly changing, and when we hear and do God's will, we have an eternal relationship with God today. So heaven starts today when you hear and do God's will. The Hebrew word is Shema. And hell is simply, he has lost our love. In other words, God accepts the fact we no longer want a relationship with him. We no longer want to be the source of good and evil. We've decided, hey, we got this God, which is what Satan said, the most intelligent, brilliant, created and creative being ever created in the universe is Satan. People find that a little bit assaultive. They say, no, he's a bad guy. Yes, evil comes out of it and violence comes out of him because he's so angry that he can't ascend to the heavens and be as the Most High because he cannot exist in eternity. He's a created being. No matter how intelligent he is, and this is the point that people miss in the Bible, they miss in Genesis, is the real and the only sin you can do is to not hear and do God's will. It's because a lot of people, even when they do works that appear good to other human beings and other people, it's all relativistic morality, they think, I'm so wise, so intelligent, I'll do genetic engineering or transhumanism or whatever, I'll kill off these people that are inferior, I'll do genetic engineering, whatever, I'll create transhumans. And the reason is, anything other than the will of God is, by its definition, evil. And most of the evil on the planet is done with good intentions. Okay? So The symbology of that is to bring order out of chaos, which is the higher level of dark Masonic orders, use witches and warlocks and summoning demonic astral and higher dimensional spirit beings to create reality. Because the reality that we have in our physical world is a hologram created by the spiritual reality of the collective of all of the beings and their intentions in the second realm, the spiritual realm. Our world is a holographic projection of that. So when we hear and do God's will, we literally create, if you want to call it a prayer field or an intention field, a prayer field that recreates it. So as we Americans repent and support Donald Trump rather than the wicked witch of the West, Hillary Clinton, we literally give a period of time where God's peace can come back, just like Nineveh, which wasn't destroyed when Jonah came to them, and he then sat up on a hill looking down and said, God, you're going to fry him, right? And God grew a plant over him to cover him, and eventually he let the plant wither to say, hey, Jonah, you're going to now be burnt by the sun because you don't accept the fact that God's judgment on these people because they repent in sackcloth and ashes means no matter what evil they did, they have repented and the God of heaven has given them a period of grace. 40 years before they did stop repenting and he destroyed Nineveh. Now, America is modern Nineveh. It's both the daughter of Zion, which is not Zionism like the satanic Zionism of the state of Israel hell. It's Zionism meaning they want to bring the will of God to earth. Okay? Where we transcend science and technology, where we don't become merged with it as transhumans. Over the next 15 years or so, if human beings don't have a spiritual reawakening, what I call the epiphany of empathy, where we become empathic to each other and to our other nations, I quote of many colors, all the skin colors, all the nations, nationalities, and this transcends religion because when the knowledge of God comes on, it talks about this in Genesis, to all the people of earth that are still surviving, no one will say to his brother or sister to know the Most High because the knowledge of the Most High will be like the waters on the oceans covering the entire earth. And that's the point, that until we have an empathy with each other and we serve the will of God only, not our own will or intelligence, no matter how intelligent we think we are, how we have teachers that have told us to do this or that, or spiritual leaders, until we are in a first-hand touch, not with through a mediator or a priestcraft or a procedure, we will never have the will of God and his bride present on earth. And by the way, the Messiah cannot come until the bride presents. So last September, on the 120th Shemitah or Jubilee year, since the birth of Adam, which occurred, by the way, on Sukkot, which is called the Sukkot, is basically the first day of not only the sanctification of the temple, but it's also Jesus' birthday, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. And last September, on the fourth blood moon after the supermoon and the solar eclipse over Israel, we started the last Shemitah year that literally sets in motion the final stages of the peace treaty, which by rabbinic law can only occur on Sukkot, and that will be the abomination that desolates, setting up a Palestinian state and setting up a blood sacrifice which abominates against the blood of Yeshua that paid the final price and allowed the doorway to be open for all mankind to have a direct relationship with God. That situation means we're in the final birth pangs. So when you talk about the White Throne Judgment, we're trying to think of lineal time. Now, What it means is that the evil that's been done by the fallen ones is locked into an everlasting, which means when their temporal existence ends in this place we call, which is a lake of fire. If you go outside of Earth and the Valenol radiation belt, you get blasted with gamma rays, high energy zeta particles, X-rays, etc. Your DNA gets shattered. Cosmic ray hits your cells, bam, DNA is just like toast. You don't exist after a minute. In fact, you lose an IQ point outside the Valenol radiation belt as you head toward the moon every week you spend in space. So if you want to become an imbecile, spend some time there without being shielded from cosmic rays and zeta particles. That's why they'd see flashes in their eye when they're in the space, when they're in the capsule heading toward the moon, right? So God wants to provide technology, but if we don't transcend it spiritually, he's not going to permit our civilization to spread across the galaxy. We are about to be burst into a collective organism. Like separate cells, we will become both an I and a we. The we is the bride, which means we're so empathic to each other, we can feel the pain spiritually, relationally, physically, of our fellow men and women of all skin color, of all types on Earth, and we serve God in extended lifespans on a planet that's no longer a warfare or ruled over by evil, which is to say, God, we got this. The only way you can have it is if God inspires your intellect and your soul and your creative self, that you're only a cell and an I and a we. So you're both a person, but part of an organism that literally is the bride of God. And the White Throne Judgment, yes, they're going to be destroyed. Their temporal existence will end here in the Lake of Fire. And they will be forever locked into time, which has an end. We won't. In fact, those who are Christians now on Earth have already gone to heaven. They have a heavenly relationship today. They don't have to go to heaven. If you don't have a heavenly relationship with hearing and doing God's will today, you are not a Christian. You're not a believer. If you have one, you can go to God in prayer no matter how good or bad things are, and you can talk to God, and he'll talk to you in dreams, visions, audibly sometimes. But he'll talk to you in circumstances, bringing people to you that will bring you truth and give you hope in the face of a hopeless world. The greatest thing that's happened now since Obama's been there is no hope, and all you have is change because he got so damn much debt now. And they're ready to force the mark of the beast, and there's not an individual on this planet that knows more technically and spiritually about the mark of the beast than Dr. Bill Deagle. Now, that's not
my next question, Dr. Deagle. What are we to do when we're faced, when a Christian is faced with you get this mark or die, we'd say, well, then I'll just have
there's
to die.
There's going to be, just like in the Old Testament, there's places of refuge. There's a number of steps to this procedure. The first thing is get out of the big cities immediately. Now, number two, get into carrot bars and get into bartering and getting ready to trade things with other people that need things, not just alcohol, but food or whatever medicine supplies, so that you can trade with other people when things go down the toilet, because they are going to go down the toilet. When you hear the, you know, Christine Lagarde of the International Monetary Fund, who made last year during the Paris bombings China a secondary world reserve currency, when you hear them talking about the, Janet Yellen now that she's going to get the kind of a digital coin called a Fed coin, and they want to move to a biometric currency because they can't afford to print money. When you see the European Central Bank's teetering on the edge of catastrophe, where 57% of the German Deutschmark currencies in the major banks are literally funded by derivatives that are completely funny money. They're ready to blow up right in front of our face. When they're talking about bailing in, which is a criminal activity to steal the depositors' money, to completely collapse the world economy that could happen any day or hour, let alone week. We know we're very close to a financial catastrophe that will result in them reinventing, which they already have ready, because I took care of employees working on the virtual world project at Schriever Air Force Base. And people say, how did you get there? Well, I got there in prayer. God said, sent me while I was laying face down in the fall of 1993, October 10th, a supernatural visitation to say, I'm going to take you to the city, while I was awake, by the way, from which the mark of the beast would come. So praying face down, he brought me to a city, and he brought me through all these facilities, but he wouldn't tell me the name of the city, and he's laughing at me, cracking jokes. But he said, where it's, and I said, well, I'll give you a hint. It's where a particular pastor that you know, because you've seen him on Institute of Name Ministry at Winnipeg, Manitoba, who's from Texas. It's where he is. And I didn't realize he'd already moved to Colorado Springs, so we checked with placement agencies, and he had moved to Colorado Springs to set up Springs Harvest Fellowship. His name is Pastor Dud Sheets. So My wife, in January of 1994, decided she's going to start calling these different hospitals. She got a call back within a few minutes from Joyce Wolf of CECOM at the St. Francis Hospital, and they wanted to know if I had had experience doing research in occupational medicine, toxicology, or any area of occupational medicine. Well, I had. Served as EMG with Stu Donaldson for 7 years at the University of Calgary, Alberta, and toxicology research with UCLA, and a background in biochemistry and biophysics, and physics. So I flew down, and 4 days later, I got the job next down to the Commander Major Schwinder, George Schwinder. And on July 10th, 1994, I walked through the same facilities that the Angel brought me, including the World Virtual World Project at Schriever Air Force Base, 3 higher levels of security than NORAD, the central node for the Mark of the Beast, which is in America. And so I know everything about the Mark. Technically, spiritually, I've been to the facilities in Chandler, Arizona and Phoenix, where they actually have the low Earth orbit satellites directly connecting it to their satellite bases and their other nodes worldwide, including Jakarta, Indonesia, and London, etc. I know everything.
It is horrible.
And people need to know, when I say something, it's not open to dispute. I'm literally like a man sent back, like one of the ancient prophets sent back to say, you better listen, because the mark of the beast is at the doors. And if they blow up the economy, if they blow up the economy of Europe, which could occur any day now, now they're flooding it with Hiraj, we're going to talk about this with Jonathan Gray in the third hour. If you don't understand that this is happening, a lot of people don't realize, I have the hat on of Dr. Bill Deagle, researcher, scientist, anti-aging doctor, toxicologist. But I have also hats of being a prophet of the Most High God and an apostolic anointing to tell people the truth. And believe me, I've suffered from my colleagues, my family, and other people. I have suffered greatly.
I am sure you have.
But you need to understand out there, there is no one like me on the earth. There isn't. And it's not a matter of being arrogant. It's like, God help me, the suffering that I've gone through, I only go through for the love of God. Because believe me, the love of a man would not sustain me. It's only the love of God that sustained me through this horror.
Well, I've been listening to you for quite a while, and there's no arrogance in you.
No, the horror of what I know, I only talk about less than 10% of what I know, because most people could not withstand it. If
Absolutely.
They knew what I knew, their heart would stop in their chest, they'd scream a cry of horror, and they would die faceplant immediately. They don't understand. It's only the sustention of God, literally, keeping me physically, mentally, and emotionally through this disaster that's coming. And they think, like, for example, when I was on the show a few days ago, my people don't need background. This is what Clyde Lewis said from Ground Zero Radio, when he doesn't even want to talk about the fact that Ground Zero was a war game that our government did while George Bush is reading upside down a book on a pet goat in a school, a grammar school in Florida, and Dick Cheney sitting in the Situation Room there with Norm Mineta and other military personnel, and they're talking about the idea of a jet heading toward the Pentagon when, in fact, it was a missile. And they had material on that sector of the building that was just finished with the British contractors with Kevlar windows and titanium girders. And they destroyed the specific records that Dov Zakheim had in the Pentagon for $2.3 trillion, so they couldn't do an audit of the money that disappeared from the Pentagon for blackout projects that had congressional and Senate oversight. If you don't think I know all the stuff, and I know these people that were involved with these war games firsthand by name. No one else on earth knows that but Dr. Bill Deagle. And then guess what? God had my day timer. He had my day timer. People need to know this. This is not funny, but they don't understand. This year is a Shemitah year, and it's going to continue to the fall. And I don't know when the treaty is going to have. God basically has kept me in the dark about lots of stuff. But when I say, thus saith the Lord, it's not my opinion. It's not. I'm really ignorant about most things about this, and I'm scared, to be honest with you, because people won't accept the fact they're not preparing to get out of the cities. They don't have alternative money, like carrot bars. They don't have things to barter with. They're not prepared to have backup power. They don't have self-protection. If they just stop the EBT cards from recharging them for food stamps, can you imagine what the population will do when 105 million people are on benefits, 95 million are not even attempting to work, and 47.5 million are on food stamps and need EBT cards to survive?
I can't imagine it. It's just so
hard. It'll make the movie series that's on television now, the Fear of the Walking Dead, look like a garden party.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with the federal government, with the FBI and CDC in Operation Topoff as the point man under Reserve Admiral John Hughes. This is aside from my work at CECOM. On the radiological and biological terrorism, and I was the point man. And after they found out what was going on at Rocky Flats, which I was the doctor taking care of, the NOVA team doing research on the radioisotope seeping out toward the groundwater to head toward the North Platte River, my boss, Reserve Admiral Hughes, fired me, terrified what had happened, because he realized the radiation heading toward there was 10 million times higher, heading toward the groundwaters of the North Platte River, than they'd estimated. Okay? So I know lots of really, really bad stuff, and I've only talked about a tiny portion of what I know, but I'm going to tell you out there, the reason why they don't kill me, God's protection, number one. Number two, if they kill me, you might believe. And number three, my job is not done yet.
Looking forward to Jonathan Gray next hour.
Absolutely. We'll be back in a minute. We have other callers. We have Tommy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care and God bless you. Keep praying for us. Pray for me. Pray for the ministry. Pray for the people that they will be, their hearts will be turned toward the Most High before the times of trouble really get hot.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Thank you. Tennessee had a question about beta blockers. Tell us your story, Tommy.
Yeah, I've been dealing with hypertension, and it really gets worse when I'm under pressure. I've had a couple of episodes when it's gone through the roof of like 200 over 110 or 115, and that's where I was hospitalized. So the doctors got me on Bistolic, which is a beta blocker. Right now I'm on 10 units in the morning and 10 units before I go to bed.
Right, okay, I'm going to ask you a question.
Overall muscle weakness.
Right. Well, I'm going to ask you a question. What is hypertension? What did the doctors tell you hypertension is?
High blood pressure.
No, what is it? What's going on in your body that is hypertension? What is hypertension?
Well, I mean, from listening to you, I would say it's a lack of perfusion.
Well, it's a lack of perfusion, and it's a reflex response of the body to that. There's CNS
right.
responses where your body goes into fight or flight and increases the autonomic output of the sympathetic nerves, including your nerves to your autonomic nervous system, the celiac plexus. There's increase in adrenal hormones. If you look at cortisol levels, they're usually elevated in the diurnal pattern of cortisol, DHEA, and melatonin are abnormal. And you see increase in angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibitors. You also see increase in cytokine levels like plasminogen activator inhibitor 1, C-reactive protein, and active inflammatory markers of prostaglandins. Now, there's a decrease in what's called nitric oxide synthase, produce nitric oxide to open up your arteries and produce a peristaltic wave, because what your heart does is it pumps a primary wave or pulse. And that wave hits the artery. The artery responds by releasing nitric oxide and making what's called tetrahydrobiopterin, which we use with bio-LVR, okay, and the supernox to actually make nitric oxide. So you actually create a peristaltic wave in the vessel that actually pumps 80% of your blood away from the heart to all the tissues to perfuse them. There is no pumping capacity whatsoever from the heart back to itself. Did you know that? Only the vessels bring the blood back.
I do, because I've listened to you and
right.
researched.
Now, you're not going to hear this. If you challenge a doctor and you raise these questions, they start to kind of, I call it, incredible shrinking MD or PhD. You ask them questions, and I have papers from non-Newtonian fluid dynamic equations done by research cardiologists that are published. But, by the way, most of these other doctors don't even have the scientific or mathematical background to understand the equations or the research done by their own colleagues with PhDs in cardiology as well. Okay.
Right.
So the problem is it's a business. So they're going to say, what's the quick and dirty way to take care of it? Well, give beta blockers or a clonidine, a central alpha blocker. Now, you can use ACE inhibitors, which, by the way, also interferes with bradykinin and neurotenins and raises what we call a kappa and cough, so you get inflammatory markers and make So the real issue is we need alternatives, but if you stop beta blockers abruptly, it's dangerous as hell. You've got to taper it over 3 to 6 months. And you've got to taper it while you're correcting the underlying problem of calming your nervous system with things like Calm Mind Brain Mag, Posinol, fixing your adrenals, fixing the cause of decreased perfusion by resurrecting nitric oxide and tetrahydrobiopterin, and decreasing damage to the endothelial lining with inflammatory cytokines.
Yeah, tell me how to taper off. How do I taper off?
Will you email me? I'll give you the specifics just for you, and there's no charge for that. So what I want you to do is email me your current circumstances. I'll give you a protocol. Don't take beta blockers for men, fat, bald, impotent, stupid, and decreased muscle strength.
All right, I'll send you an email, and you'll tell me how to taper off?
Absolutely.
Okay, God bless you, doctor.
You take care.
All right.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.